You reached the right place. A destination called Soul. It's the BRONX. You know what's next. It's a bowl of soul. A mixed stew of soul music.
A bowl of soul. A mixed stew of soul music.
It's chirping in a faraway place. A summer breeze blowing, love in your face.
But the moon has all set its sun in the hopes that the morning won't come. So I sing,
listen. Your love. And
And this is a bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music. You know what? This is a lost soul classic. And in fact, this is the only soul music record from this group called the Kansas City Express. And, you know, let me give you a little background on them. You know, in the mid-1960s in Kansas City, Missouri, they were one of the premier soul and funk outfits. And they debuted under the name of the Fabulous Elites, and they were an 11-piece group first recorded at the legendary Damon Studios and included the four Bedell brothers, who would later help form the Kansas City Express. You know, in a predominantly white area, you know, Kansas City, Missouri is known for country music. And usually country music was played on the radio stations. This group, Kansas City Express, broke the mold. While only one member hailed from Kansas City, the group stuck with its name and taking Springfield and the surrounding area by storm, meaning Springfield, Missouri. And this single, which you just heard, This Is The Place, was recorded at American Artist Studios and was the band's first and only 45. It became a local hit in the Springfield, Missouri area, and their showmanship even caught the eye of a local friend who had ties to Stax Records. And the legendary Memphis-based label signed them, but the relationship was not to be, because this was 1975, and you know, at that time, Stax Records disbanded just 4 months after the Kansas City Express became one of the last groups that Stax Records ever signed. And this is a bowl of soul. I had to play you that. Ooh, they had a sound like The Moments and Black Ivory. And yes, The Moments. Ooh, come on, Sexy Mama, right? You know, I had to play that for you. And this is Professor T. Love coming at you on the Progressive Radio Network and also on live365.com, giving you 365 days of soul. And coming up next, we're going to bring you something more contemporary, more from 2018 into 2019, bringing that classic soul that you just heard from the Kansas City Express into the millennium. We're going to play for you, Don't You Know, by Duran Jones and The Indications. And this is a bowl of soul.
This is your man, Jay Mose, and y'all listening to soul music at its best. A bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Ah.
Girl, you mean so much to me. You're the one I share. Oh, baby, don't you
know that's how I really feel.
To give them their claps, boy. Woo, I was fanning myself in here listening to that. Man, that is so, so, so tight. You know, this group, man, you know, Duran Jones and the Indications, you know, they're not looking backwards. They're helmed by vocalist Duran Jones and the drummer Aaron Frazier. The Indications conjure the dynamism of Jackie Wilson, Curtis Mayfield, and the Impressions. And this is a band of 20-somethings, you know. They're students of soul music, including guitarist Blake Rhine. And these guys bring back that dreaminess. Like I just said to you, but you heard a 70s group, the Kansas City Express, had that sound of the Moments and Black Ivory and the stylistics, the Delphonics, you know what I'm saying? The Montclairs of, you know, of which a gentleman, he sings now, you know, it's sweet. Bringing back the modulations, you know what I'm saying? The revelations, the futures. This group, Duran Jones and Indications, you just have to check these brothers out. I mean, they are on fire, you know, and they, you know, a lot of the Mexican Americans, they like soul, like the classic soul music, the lowrider type music, and these brothers, they got it going on. And if you want to know more about Duran Jones and the Indications, make sure you go to their website, DuranJones. And the Indications, TheIndications.com. They sing R&B soul, and they're on the Coal Mine record label, and they will be performing in San Luis Obispo, California, on Thursday, September 19th, well, which already passed, but they'll also be performing in Pioneer Town, California, on September 20th. They have more events. They have performed here in New York City and Brooklyn, and they'll be in California for the rest of their schedule for September. And then in October, they're about to embark on their European tour, where they will be in Hamburg, Germany, Berlin, Germany. They'll be in the Netherlands and Amsterdam, Paris, France, and they'll be back into Birmingham, United Kingdom. And hopefully they'll make their way back to the United States. And you got to check these brothers out, which you just heard. Don't you know? Don't you know how I really feel? Oh, wow. Anyway, this is A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, another man that I love so much, that I like his music, I like his vibe, Mayor Hawthorne. He is also a student of soul music. He's singing here, Henny and Ginger Ale. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi, my name is Andy Stokes, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
We'll be right back.
funk, R&B soul, neo soul. Maya Hawthorne off of the album How Do You Do? Henny and Ginger Ale, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Coming up next, we got something from this boy bad right here. This brother can sing. I can hear traces of Sam Cooke. And not traces, I can hear Sam Cooke in this boy's voice. And when he first came out, he was very much on the classic soul tip, you know, from that era of Sam Cooke, you know. But he brought the heat on his next album, where my man was going into another direction, but still, you could still hear the father of soul in his voice. Here on A Bowl of Soul, Mr. Leon Bridges, talking about bad, bad news, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is Jive York, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul with Terry Ferguson.
That's not cooking with fire. I don't know what is. This brother is on fire. On fire. This young man, Leon Bridges, who was originally born in Atlanta, Georgia, but he grew up in Fort Worth, Texas, and his name is Todd Michael Leon Bridges, born July 13th, 1989. And, you know, like I said, this brother got his own style, and, you know,
You know, he wrote a lot of his music. You could tell he was heavily influenced by 50s and 1960s style soul music. And then, you know, he took another shift in direction in which he came out with his album called Good Thing. You know what I'm saying? And this brother, like I said, he is on fire. He is, he can play the guitar. He plays a good guitar. And he reminds me a lot of B.B. King in that aspect, you know what I'm saying? But this brother is on fire. And make sure you support Mr. Leon. Mr. Leon Bridges. Get both of his albums, Coming Home. And then you got, he did a beautiful classic, kind of like a Bobby Womack type, Sam Cooke type, because you know Bobby Womack was a guitarist for Sam Cooke. And you know, Sam Cooke's influence rubbed off on a lot of major R&B artists. And this young man, let me tell you, he has a very, very bright future. Make sure you support Leon Bridges. You go to his website, leonbridges.com. You support this brother, because even on this album, which was Cooking with Gas, Beyond is good. Even a remix of Beyond, Bad News, you know, Bet Ain't Worth the Hand. That sounded, this one, Bet Ain't Worth the Hand, sounded like a classic Curtis Mayfield tune. And you know how I feel about Curtis Mayfield, man. Because, you know, Curtis Mayfield, you know, there's different eras of Curtis Mayfield, like there's different eras of Marvin Gaye. But nevertheless, this brother has a very bright future. He's on the Columbia record label, which is a classic record label. And definitely support Leon Bridges. Now, coming up next is something that I like this young lady, because she, you could tell she was influenced, I feel, by she was definitely influenced by Lauryn Hill. You know what I'm saying? You hear it. You know, I believe this young lady hails from the island of Curaçao, if I'm correct. Miss Nicole Buss. She had this song that was hot that used a sample, a Stax record sample that was also used by the Wu-Tang Clan in Cream. But she got this other joint that's really hot right now and smoking called Mr. Big Shot. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi there. This is Kathy Cousins. If you want to listen to classic soul and independent R&B music, you've reached the right place. A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
Big Shot.
This girl is on fire, man. She, man, if that don't get you on the floor, I don't know what will. You know, this is from 2019, and I'm telling you, this young lady, she is on fire. Miss Nicole Buss. You definitely got to catch up with her, catch up with her music. She is also a part of Rock Nation as well, you know, but definitely this young lady got some singing chops on her. You know, recently she did the Tiny Desk concert for NPR, which is a very, very, very popular thing for a lot of artists to do. I saw it with Rakim. I think that was like last year. But definitely, you got to check out Miss Nicole Buss. You know, she is a Dutch-born multicultural songstress. And, you know, like I said, she is half Dutch and half Curaçaoan. Okay? You know, Curaçao is that island near part of the ABC Islands, Aruba and Bonaire. And, you know, she grew up listening to Sade and Bob Marley. You know, she also sang in church, you know, before picking up the keyboards at the age of 10 years old. But like I said, she has traces of Lauryn Hill in her voice. And, you know, she had a mentor that gave her theater and dance lessons and introduced her to Lauryn Hill by seeing her MTV Unplugged performance. And I think, like I said, she studied that. And then she also, she is a student of the Conservatory of Amsterdam in Holland. And she received opportunities to perform around the world. And she has sang before crowds in Nicaragua, Israel, Palestine, Morocco, and Indonesia, and throughout the Netherlands. And, you know, definitely this young lady, she won a music competition, and she met platinum producer Needles, who basically produced Drake, Cardi B, Bruno Mars, and Rock Nation heard a snip of her music, and the rest is history. So definitely support Miss Nicole Buss. Make sure you get that song, Mr. Big Shot. Make sure you get that single she had before called You. You definitely can get her music on Amazon Music or on iTunes. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And you need to know why you need to listen to A Bowl of Soul.
Music from the 50s, a little bit of the 60s, thrown in with some of the 70s, mix well with the 80s, bring to boil with the 90s, and just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for a bowl of soul.
Nobody wants to be in love alone. So I'm trying my best not to overreact. But I need to know right now, no lies, just facts. So if you love me, just say so. 'Cause I can't play these games with you no more. So if you love me, just say so. I need to know from you right now before I go.
It's just that I can feel I'm falling deep, and I don't wanna fall unless you're falling with me. I need to know if this is really.
So if you love me, just say so.
And just
to know from you right now before I go.
Just say la 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la.
Sweet, y'all. New music came out this year, 2019. I still consider it new. PJ Morton featuring JoJo. This was off of PJ Morton's album called Paul, celebrating R&B and soul music. And, you know, that just has a beautiful love vibe on it, beautiful duet. Make sure you support PJ Morton by going to Google Play Music. You can check it out on Spotify as well as purchase it on Amazon Music and purchase it on Apple Music. And this is A Bowl of Soul, just giving you some great R&B soul. Woof! Loving this because it's on this theme of love, baby. It's on the theme of love. Coming up next, one of my favorite artists, Mr. Gregory Porter. And he's talking about, you know what, you need to hold on. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Love on my shoulders, I thought that it would be easier than this. I thought my heart had grown colder, but the warmth of your kiss I can't dismiss. Though my past has left me bruised, I ain't hiding from the truth. When the truth won't let me lie right next to you. But it's holding on and it's holding strong. Even though I tried to make it, played the part, but I can't fake it. It keeps holding on and it's holding strong. Even though I tried to break it, heaven knows that I can't shake it. Holding on, holding on, holding on, holding on. I've seen times that were harder. I remember the taste of bitterness. Won't you help me, my father? Help me fall in the love that I have missed. Though my past has left me bruised, I ain't hiding from the truth. When the truth won't let me lie right next to you. But it's holding on and it's holding strong. Even though I try to make it, play the part, but I can't fake it. It keeps holding on, and it's holding strong. Even though I tried to break it, heaven knows that I can't shake it. Oh, 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 holding on, holding on. But it's holding on, and it's holding strong. Even though I tried to make it, played the part, but I can't fake it. It keeps holding on, and it's holding strong. Even though I tried to break it, heaven knows that I can't shake it. Holding on, holding on. It keeps holding on. It keeps holding on. It keeps holding on. Holding on.
I just like how this brother interweaves gospel into jazz, which really their sister and brother, those two art forms, or really mother and daughter, or father and son. But this brother, who hails from Sacramento, he was born in Sacramento, California, and he was raised in Bakersfield, California, where his mother was a minister. And this brother really started out as an athlete. He had a full athletic scholarship to play, to be a football lineman for San Diego State University, but an injury, shoulder injury during his junior year, cut his football career short. And, you know, at the age of 21, he lost his mother to cancer, but his mother, before she died, she urged him, she said, "Sing, baby, sing." You know, and then this brother moved to Bedford-Stuyvesant, Brooklyn in 2004, along with his brother Lloyd. His brother, he worked as a chef at his brother's restaurant called Bread Stuy, which is not in existence anymore. But he also performed they performed at other neighborhood venues, including Sister's Place in Brooklyn and Solomon's Porch, and moved on to the Harlem Club's St. Nicholas Pub, where he maintained a weekly residency. But it was out of this residency that he put together his band, and basically people caught hold of Gregory Porter. Gregory Porter got the Grammy Award in 2014 for Best Jazz Vocal Album for the album called Liquid Spirit, which was his third album. And Liquid Spirit enjoyed commercial success rarely achieved by albums in the jazz genre, reaching the top 10 on the UK album charts, and it was certified gold by the BPI, selling over 100,000 units in the UK. And this single, which you just heard, Holding On, comes from 2016. And we celebrate Gregory Porter here on the Bowl of Soul. Magnificent man, and magnificent singer, you know. And I just love how he takes that gospel flow and he just intertwines it into the jazz. You want to know more about Gregory Porter, you go to www.gregoryporter.com and make sure you support A Bowl of Soul. You can go to my Facebook page, A Bowl of Soul, A Mixed Stew of Soul Music on Facebook. You can follow me on Twitter at A Bowl of Soul, and you can also catch up with me on Instagram at Professor P-R-O-F-T Love on Instagram. Definitely you can hit me up on Gmail by emailing me at abowlofsoul@gmail.com. Coming up next, we got this nice single here from Kwaye called Lost in My Boots. And this is A Bowl of Soul. That's serious, that song. Lost in My Boots by Kwaye. He was raised in London, but he is from Zimbabwe. Make sure you support Kwaye, definitely, by going to Spotify, go to Amazon Music, and going to Apple Music. support this brother and his music. I think his music is really good. I like that. That's definitely sweet. I like that, that the moaning and the humming and stuff is beautiful. I'm going to leave you with some new music from Mac Miller talking about Solid Love Affair. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is Janice Dempsey, and you're listening to Worldwide Soul Music. A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
My resource and motivation. You're the candle that lights up my life. Make me feel so right and brand new. I love you. Ooh. I remember when we first met.
Right, y'all, listen, that just took me, whoo, I'm fanning over here. Let me give some claps. That's hot. Mac Miller, you sold me on that, baby, because that had the moments all over it, the dramatics all over it. Oh my God, the Persuaders. Listen, I could Shy Lights, you name it. Oh, the Stylistics. Listen, that thing had so much butter on top of it, baby. It was good, and I love that falsetto. That was, make sure you support Mac Miller on this single, Solid Love Affair. You can purchase Mac Miller's single by going to cdbaby.com and look for Mac Miller's Solid Love Affair. Purchase his single. Purchase his music. Support him. Look for him on Amazon.com. Look for him on Spotify. Look for him on Apple Music. That is sweet, hot soul. Let me tell you, that slow jam soul music, it just doesn't go away, baby. Like I told you, you heard in the beginning some sweet soul music from Kansas City Express, Duran Jones, Don't You Know. Oof, that was some nice retro soul, Duran Jones and the Indications. You heard some sweet soul from Leon Bridges and Mr. Gregory Porter and Kwaje. Listen, support all these artists here that I'm playing here on A Bowl of Soul, and make sure that you support independent R&B, jazz, blues, hip-hop, you name it. Support independent music. This is Professor T Love, and I hope that you enjoyed this segment of A Bowl of Soul. Make sure you catch up with A Bowl of Soul in the archives at the Progressive Radio Network. Also, you can catch up and download my podcast on www.abowlofsoul.com. A Bowl of Soul is also played on iHeartRadio.com, and you can catch up with A Bowl of Soul there, and also on RadioPublic.com. You can also catch up with it on Radio.com. And you can catch up, of course, with A Bowl of Soul on the Progressive Radio Network, and catch up with A Bowl of Soul on Live365.com. Make sure you look for A Bowl of Soul, and make sure you tune in at 8 p.m. At 8 p.m. during the week for Love, Sex, and Relationships, where we talk about having good, positive relationships. We talk about sex. We talk about dating. We talk about how you communicate in your relationship, how to be spontaneous in your relationships. So make sure you check out me, Professor T Love, and the Professor, and we just get into it. We have our segment. We have fun with it. And you get to hear some really great background soul music, R&B, jazz in the background as well. So make sure you support Love, Sex, and Relationships at 8 p.m. We're getting back on track with doing the show. You can check it out on the weekends as well at 8 p.m. Just tune in. So you're listening to Bowls, and make sure you treat each other with respect and love. Also, make sure you catch up with me, Professor T Love. I play in a rock and roll band called Waza, and we will be performing for the first time at the Bitter End at 7 p.m. on Bleecker Street in Manhattan, in Greenwich Village. This is our first really big major gig at a very established venue where many people have played, like Bob Dylan, the Ramones, you name it. All the greats have played at the Bitter End, and this is our first big gig. So if you want to come on down and come see Waza, we're performing this Saturday, September 21st at 7 p.m. at the Bitter End. You can look that up on Google. So definitely support us, support rock and roll. You know me, I like my classic soul, my independent R&B, I love my hip-hop, and I love my rap. So make sure you tune in to A Bowl of Soul next week, coming at you with some more classic soul and new R&B. Make sure you love one another, you treat each other with respect, and treat people the way you wish to be treated. And also smile, because living in New York, we're slowly losing that spontaneity in terms of smiling and showing love to other people. Don't do it. You know what I'm saying? Because it just makes for a harder world to live in. And you're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.